Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Britton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Jim Britton. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Staub steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is hit by the pitch. Cranepool moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. Jorgensen scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is walked intentionally. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McDonald pinch hits for Jim Britton. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDonald for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 0 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland strikes out. two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a line drive to right field. Staub throws towards Sutherland. Sutherland fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sutherland. Martinez moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Humphrey juggles the ball. That's an error on Humphrey. Martinez scores. Dyer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-2 in the game. McAndrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Frazella now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Frizella covering, for the out. Day scores. Stog moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Mets. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Singleton moves to third. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyer strikes out. One out. Danny Frizella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frizella is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Frizella covering, for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.